because I've got some of those. I mean, it could be
a
you
got a book in your.
The Senate will be in session. Members and guests, please rise for the invocation by the Chaplain of the Senate and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
If you pray, please pray with me. God, you had Paul write to his protege Timothy, urging Timothy to pray for governmental leaders. Among other instructions, Paul directed Timothy and through him us to give thanks. And so today, God, thank you for this room, for those here who have worked, some who have worked for decades, for those on the platform and beyond, for pages, for those in the balcony, for those who sent us here, voters, friends, co-workers, family, and God, you too. Now, friend, if you would take just a few minutes, a few moments, to pray quietly for someone in this room or someone who has made it possible for you to be here. God, we humbly pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll. Senator Vance, Senator Osmussen.
Mr. President, 50 members are present.
Quorum is present. The Senate is ready for business. Senator Howard.
Yes, Mr. President. Today, I would like to be off the record and out of the journal for the purpose of an introduction.
Senator Howard.
I am very proud to be able to introduce my grandson. He's standing up there in the brown shirt, Aiden Sylvan. Thank you.
Welcome to the Senate. Senator Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just a little bit of information for any of the members of the body who were here in 2017 and may not be aware of this, but President Trump signed an omnibus bill in December, and it included what they called the No Surprise Act, and it had to do with air ambulance balance billing, which we passed in the 2017 session, and what they did is based on what we did. So thank you.
Senator Kerry.
Mr. President, if I may introduce the pages to the body.
Senator Kerry.
Members of the body, we have two new pages, and we went from men to women. I don't know why. But first of all, we have Cindy Slaughter. Cindy is a junior at Big Fork High School. She's a member of the varsity swim team and also a varsity cheerleader. She also participates in an optional program where every couple of weeks she can learn about something outside the school curriculum. This time, Cindy is learning to embroider. And I think we have a bunch of towels at home you could probably work on. Anyway, Cindy grew up in a sailing family and is a third-generation competitive sailor. She hopes to attend a military academy after graduation, perhaps the Naval Academy. Cindy is sponsored by Senator Blaisdell. Welcome, Cindy. Bryn Snydman is a junior at Dawson County High School in Glendive. She is president of the Key Club, participates in band, choir, school plays, and tennis. Bryn is active in 4-H and has been active for several years up until her junior year. She is considering political science or architecture after graduation. I can tell you which one pays better. Bryn is sponsored by Senator Heinbaugh. Welcome.
Welcome to the Senate. Seeing no further announcements, we'll go to, without objection, we'll go to our business number 4, messages from the governor.
Dear President Blaisdell, in accordance with Montana Code annotated, I submit to you and the Montana Senate the following cabinet appointments for confirmation. I submit to you and the Montana Senate the following board appointments for confirmation. Signed, Greg Gianforte, Governor. That is all, Mr. President.
Order of business number 5, messages from the other House.
Mr. President, I'm directed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the following House bills were on this day read 3 several times and passed. Title and history agreed to, and they are here transmitted to the Senate for concurrence. House Bill 34, Smith. House Bill 53, Hamilton. House Bill 71, Garner. House Bill 97, McCamey. House Bill 100, Heyman. House Bill 108, Logie. House Bill 133, Anderson. Sincerely, Carolyn Cheetah, Chief Clerk of the House. That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number 6, first reading and commitment of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bills 140 and House Bills 34, 53, 71, 97, 100, 108, 133 have been introduced, read first time and referred to committee. Senate Bill 139 has been introduced and read. That is all, Mr. President.
Order business number 7, second reading of bills. Majority Leader Smith.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate resolve itself into a committee of the whole for the consideration of business on second reading.
For the motion, Senator Smith, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. I'll appoint Senator Hertz, Chairman of the day.
Members, before we get started, there's a wonderful treat in the snack bar. It's ice cream sandwich, long tradition of moving these around up to the Senate President, Chair of the Day. They need some movement over there, so. Members of the Senate, will please be in order. Members of the Senate, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 90. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 90, introduced by Small, a bill for not entitled act revising licensure for psychologists, allowing licensure of individuals with experience in no discipline in other jurisdictions, allowing temporary licensure of postdoctoral supervisees, repealing sections, and providing an effective date.
Are there any corrections?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 90. What is your pleasure, Senator Small?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 90, that I recommend that the same do pass.
Senator Small.
Mr. Chair, Senate Bill 90 is a bill to improve access to mental health, and it's been requested by the Montana Department of Labor and Industry. So, in summary, this bill allows licensure of out-of-state psychologist applicants who demonstrate a significant period of practice without discipline. It allows licensure of postdoctoral supervisees and replaces the current licensure path for out-of-state applicants and removes reference to the passage of Montana oral examination, which is no longer a requirement for licensure. So briefly to the bill, the explanation of changes. Section 1 outlines the requirements for licensure by an out-of-state psychologist who applies for licensure to practice in Montana. Section 2 outlines the requirements for licensure of a postdoctoral supervisee and provides for an expiration date of that license. And Section 3 repeals 37.17.304 and 310 and replaces it with the adoption of Section 1 of the bill. Thank you, sir.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, would the senator like to close? The senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Small that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 90, recommend the same do pass. Many are in favor of the motion to vote aye. Many of those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 50 senators voting aye and 0 senators voting no, Senate Bill 90 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 39. Clerk will read the title and the history of the bill.
Senate Bill 39, introduced by Rick Geer, a bill for an act entitled an act revising laws related to sexual offender evaluations and treatment, providing the Board of Behavioral Health and certain other boards jointly establish and maintain standards and guidelines for evidence-based assessment, evaluation, treatment, and behavioral monitoring of sexual offenders, providing for a license endorsement for certain professionals who conduct psychosexual evaluations of sexual offenders, revising qualifications for sexual offender evaluations, providing rulemaking authority, amending sections, and providing a delayed effective date.
Are there any corrections?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 5.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 39. What is your pleasure, Senator Regeer?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having under consideration Senate Bill 39, that it recommend the same do pass. Senator Mr. Chairman.
Senator Regeer.
Senators, Senate Bill 39 deals with licensing standards for sex offender counselors. These are the people mostly responsible for providing the court with psychosexual evaluations that recommend a risk level for an offender. And that's current law. You can flip over to Section 3 on page 6, just the title there, has that part about psychosexual evaluations. Now, the accuracy of an offender level is critical to public safety, and it can have a long-term effect on offenders and their families. It's critical that it's done right. The Law and Justice Interim Committee recognized the need for high standards in this area and found that Montana Code was unclear in providing those standards. Last session, the legislature removed the reference to MSODA. That stands for Montana Sex Offender Treatment Association, from a section of code. From what I could gather, the reference was removed because it referred to an independent organization that state law did not have control. But there was another reference to MSODA that was not removed, and that's on page 8, line 2. MSODA is probably the foremost organization in Montana that sets standards for offender counselors. They were instrumental in drafting this legislation because they desire uniform standards in this profession. Currently, in code, there are different and unclear standards for sex offender counselors. Section 2, page 5, line 4. Page 5, line 4 shows the Department of Labor and Industry setting the standards. But at the beginning of Section 3, page 6, line 22, page 6, line 22, it's the Department of Corrections that sets standards for sex offender treatment. Senate Bill 39 clarifies those standards. Originally, new Section 1, you can see it's struck out, created a board of sexual offender evaluators and treatment providers. Since the Law and Justice Interim Committee drafted this bill, there was discussion about creating a new board. The need for a board that sets high, consistent standards in this area is important. But the Senate Judiciary Committee thought creating a new board and the cost of a new board was not needed. Therefore, amendments to combine the efforts of Senate Bill 39 into the boards listed on page 3, lines 15 through 19, was a logical alternative to creating a new board. That eliminated the old sections 1 to 3 and eliminated the first fiscal note. And you should have a pink fiscal note be the latest one. Now, new Section 1 is on page 3. It gives the boards that will set standards for a sex offender treatment endorsement. So to summarize, Senate Bill 39 creates a board-certified endorsement for sex offender evaluator that will provide the courts with uniform psychosexual evaluations. Mr. Chairman.
Are there amendments?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend Senate Bill 39, signed Senator Regeer.
What is your pleasure, Senator Regeer?
Mr. Chairman, I move to amend Senate Bill 39 with amendment number SB 003900002001. And have it read, posted, and deemed read.
Senator Regeer.
Members of the Senate, when drafting the amendment to eliminate making a new board and use existing boards, there was a mistake on page 3, line 19. There isn't such a thing as a board of social work examiners and professional counselors. That line needs to be removed. That's all that this amendment does. The other boards and their MCA reference are listed correctly. Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the amendment? Discussion on the amendment. Senator Sands, would you like to discuss the amendment?
Mr. Chair, she's shaking her head no.
Thank you. Senator Gere, would you like to close? Senator Gere has closed on the amendment. Question now arises on the amendment of Senator Gere that Senate Bill 39 be amended. As many of those in favor of the motion will vote aye, and many of those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Is there any member wish to change his or her vote? Clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 50 senators voting aye and 0 senators voting no, the amendment passes. Are there further amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there discussion on the bill as amended? Senator Sands.
Mr. Chairman, members of the body, I rise in support of Senate Bill 39 and want to give the good senator a shout out for his good work in working through kind of a complicated bill, even though it's a simple purpose. As you can see, there are a lot of crossouts on the first few pages as we work through the process of trying to make the board that would actually establish the criteria for the sexual evaluation offenders to be consistent with the way the Department of Labor and Industry currently set up those boards. That proved to be a little bit disconcerting initially to the MSOTA people who really didn't understand the process, hence the four of us that voted against the bill initially in committee with just to buy a little bit of time for the MSOTA people to understand this process. They are currently totally in favor of this bill. They may have some minor amendments they wish to put on it over in the House and have talked with the sponsor about that. And I think that will be fine. It may have to do with some more specificity with the qualifications. But as the bill currently stands, it really addresses the need we have to bring more people into the process of providing highly qualified evaluations for sex offender programs in our court. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I ask for a due pass on Senate Bill 39.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Gere, you'd like to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, signing a sex offender designation to an individual can really be devastating for them. So it's imperative that those that make the designation know what they're doing. Senate Bill 39 will assure that sex offender counselors are of the highest standards. Vote green.
Question now arises on the motion of Senator Aguirre that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 39, I recommend the same do pass. As many are in favor of the motion, will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 50 senators voting aye and 0 senators voting no, Senate Bill 39 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 54. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 54, introduced by Ellsworth. A bill for Nakatadanak requiring the Department of Environmental Quality to review experimental on-site wastewater systems and propose for adoption those systems that meet the requirements of the Sanitation and Subdivision Act and amending section.
Are there any corrections?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Section 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 54. What is your pleasure, Senator Ellsworth?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report of having under consideration Senate Bill 54, that they recommend the same do pass.
Senator Ellsworth.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, this came out of our local government interim committee, passed unanimously. And what it does deal with is alternative septic systems. What we found out is there's a lot of wonderful systems throughout this country, and this would simply allow the DEQ to review those systems, adopt those on a biannual basis, and put them through our interim committee and report to them what systems they are allowing and adopt them into the circular. And that's all covered on page 4, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, would the senator like to close? Senator has closed. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Aylesworth that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 54, that I recommend the same do pass. As many of those are in favor of the motion will signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 50 senators voting aye and 0 senators voting no, Senate Bill 54 has passed second reading. Members of the Senate, please be in order. You now have before you, for your consideration, Senate Bill 57. The clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 57, introduced by Pomakowski, a bill for enacting Title IX general advisory requirements for reports to the legislature, updating requirements for reports to the legislature clearinghouse, providing exceptions, revising date requirements, amending sections.
Are there any corrections?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1 through 140.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 57. What is your pleasure? Senator Pomakowski.
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 57, that it recommend the same do pass, Mr. Chairman.
Are there any amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Pomakowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the body, Senate Bill 57 comes to you at the request of Legislative Council, and it was recommended unanimously by the Council. Although it touches many, many sections of code, Senate Bill 57 does one simple thing. It puts all of the required reports to the legislature of agencies and committees and projects and programs into one section of code instead of peppered throughout the MCA. We are not removing any reports. This just puts them all into one library or clearinghouse. Members of the body, this clearinghouse of reports was first created in 1991. The bill was introduced by a Republican representative and passed the House and Senate unanimously. 20 years later, it was updated in 2011. And 10 years after that, it is time for another update. Members of the body, I'd be grateful for your support of Senate Bill 57.
Is there any discussion? Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you to the senator for bringing this bill. As you notice, it came out of state administration on a 5-3 vote. And what I would like to say is that I was one of the no votes because I thought it's a little much to have to look at and try to understand, and if I don't understand the bill, I generally vote no. Took it home, read it. I didn't get all the way through. It took me an hour and 45 minutes. I got through 60-plus pages. I've gone back and read more since. But this is a great amount of really good information. You will learn more about the legislature and agencies than you will in a number of years sitting in the chairs and acting on some of the legislation. So I clearly want to say I'm a yes vote today. This is good stuff, and I would recommend you put it in a three-ring binder and flip through it, and you will find stuff that's important to you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Pomakowski, would you like to close? Senator, have you closed?
I close, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Question now arises on the motion of Senator Pomakowski that then when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 57, it recommend the same do pass. As many of those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Heimbaugh. If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 47 senators vote aye, 3 senators vote nay.
With 47 senators voting aye and 3 senators voting no, Senate Bill 57 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Bill 82. Clerk will read the title and history of the bill.
Senate Bill 82, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for enacting Title IX revising administrative rule review committee voting procedures, providing for ex officio legislator membership to a committee for the purpose of breaking a tie vote, amending sections, and providing an immediate effective date.
Are there any corrections?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk, read the sections.
Sections 1 through 13.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Bill 82. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when this committee does arise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 82, it recommends the same do pass.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If you recall, a couple weeks ago, we passed the rules, and when we passed those rules, we adopted some language allowing tiebreakers in administrative committees for administrative rules issues. And this bill is simply the codification of those rule changes we made. The way this bill works is if we want to block, if the legislative branch wants to block an administrative rule in committee, right now that requires a majority. And because of the way our committees are structured, a lot of those votes are unfortunately becoming 4-4 votes, or they're becoming tie votes. What this bill allows us to do is to obtain a majority by having either the speaker or having the speaker and the president as ex officio members of the committee. So if there is a tie on some of these motions to block administrative rules, the speaker and the president can come in and break that tie, and we can get those motions passed to block the implementation of administrative rule. I think you know over the last 8 years, there's been a lot of circumstances where we've had administrative rules that, quite frankly, weren't appropriate. We've had failed bills come through the legislature, and then the executive branch has then decided to use the rulemaking procedure to go around the will of the legislature. They've also used administrative rules to gut the purpose of bills. We saw that with the recent U.S. Supreme Court case, which overruled some administrative rules adopted by the executive branch. So this is an important bill for preserving the will of the legislature and making sure the executive branch doesn't step outside of its authority and enact rules which are contrary to what this body intends to do. So with that, I'd ask for your support.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Senator Ellis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the body, I rise in opposition to this bill for two main reasons. The first is that this bill introduces partisanship in interim committees. And I believe one of the powers in Montana and in interim committees is that we work well together. And maybe other committees have had problems with passing rulemaking disagreements, but I have been in committees that have worked well, and and we have important discussions, and I don't want to shut down those discussions. The second reason is even if you like this bill, I don't believe the mechanics work. Excuse me. Adding two people to break a tie doesn't really make sense to me. If they agree, maybe it would break the tie. If they disagree, it will not break the tie. So that piece does not make sense. In addition, there's no end date on when the tie votes have to be made. And so you could go days or weeks or whatever before you find out what the outcome of the vote is. Now, some people could argue that proxies will be ready. Well, I know in SAVA, State Administration and Veterans Affairs Committee, we didn't allow proxies. And so what does that mean? Every committee will have to have a position to allow proxies, and not every legislator likes allowing proxies. For those reasons, Mr. Chairman and members of the body, I ask you to oppose Senate Bill 82.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and I speak strongly in favor of this bill, and I have personal experience. The last action taken by WPIC committee this past session, just before we came into session, went down a proposal to give 6 months consideration on a very important piece of legislation affecting a major regulation impacting my Senate district, went down on a 5-5 tie. And even though one of the folks on the board decided to change to a yes vote, the proposal still went to Board of Environmental Review on a 5-5 tie. His letter saying, hey, I would have voted the other way, had I been given the correct information, some incorrect information was given. So I strongly support this bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Ellsworth.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to speak to this bill. Mr. Chairman, members of this committee, we have definitely seen, especially I did this last interim committee, where I think abuse would be a light word coming in from the administration and putting actual bills that were killed in fairly and had their committee assign them and kill them, and then we had agencies just push them through. And at the end of the day, this is what this accomplishes, is allows legislative intent to be heard and heard clearly. So I support it strongly, Mr. Chairman.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to close?
I would, and I appreciate the discussion. Unfortunately, I think we've probably given up too much rulemaking authority, but it's time, I think, that we start to reassert our ability to stop some of these rules. Legislative or administrative rules are just like law. They're just like what we pass. And if we don't have the tools to stop some of these rules, we're essentially giving carte blanche to the executive branch to do whatever it wants. We need to step back and reassert our authority here. And I think this is an important step for doing it. So I'd ask you to vote green on this one.
The question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report after having had under consideration Senate Bill 82, I'd recommend the same do pass. As many are in favor of the motion will signify by voting aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 31 senators vote aye, 19 senators vote nay.
With 31 senators voting aye and 19 senators voting no, Senate Bill 82 has passed second reading. Members of the committee, you now have before you for your consideration Senate Resolution 3. The clerk will read the title and history of the resolution.
Senate Resolution 3, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a resolution of the Senate of the State of Montana concurring, confirming consent to the appointment of the Board of the Department of Labor and Industry made by the Governor and submitted by written communication dated January 5th, 2021 to the Senate.
Are there any corrections?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Clerk will read the sections.
Sections 1.
Members of the committee, you now have before you Senate Resolution 3. What is your pleasure, Senator Fitzpatrick?
Mr. Chairman, I move that the nomination transmitted by the governor be concurred in and confirmed by the Senate in accordance with Resolution Number 3.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the first nomination we have from Governor Gianforte. This is for Lori Esau to be the Commissioner of the Department of Labor and Industry. Ms. Esau has an impressive resume. She is a graduate of political science and sociology from the University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota. She has worked as a deputy commissioner and assistant commissioner at the Minnesota Department of Commerce. And she worked recently for Congressman Eric Paulson as his chief of staff. We had a very thorough hearing. She's committed, most importantly, to fixing many of the problems we have with the unemployment insurance issues that have popped up, and has already taken a couple steps to make the department function better for its users. She's obviously committed to the governor's plan to make our state agencies more user-friendly. We had a strong vote in committee, and I'd ask for your support.
Are there amendments?
None, Mr. Chairman.
Is there any discussion? Senator Sweeney.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to encourage everybody to have a green vote on this. We had a good hearing in Business and Labor on Ms. Esau, and it was very encouraging. She promised to get out and visit Warm Springs, the state hospital, and the state prison. We gave her a warm welcome to Montana. Coming from the land of 10,000 lakes to the land of 10,000 haystacks. So I look forward to having a good working relationship with her.
Seeing no further discussion, Senator Fitzpatrick, would you care to close? Senator has closed. The question now arises on the motion of Senator Fitzpatrick that when this committee does rise and report, after having had under consideration Senate Resolution 3, I recommend the same do pass. As many as are in favor of the motion will signify by voting aye. Those opposed will vote no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the clerk will record the vote.
Mr. Chairman, 50 senators vote aye, 0 senators vote nay.
With 50 senators voting aye and 0 senators have voting no, Senate Resolution 3 has passed. Second reading. Senator Smith.
Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee rise and report.
You've heard the motion of Senator Smith. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, no. The ayes have it. The motion carries.
The Senate will be in order. The Secretary will read the report.
Mr. President, we are Committee of the Whole, having had under consideration business on second reading, respectfully report as follows. Senate bills pass. Senate bills 54, 57, 82, and 90. Senate bill passed as amended. Senate bill 39. Senate resolution adopted. Senate resolution 3.
Senator Hertz.
I move adoption of the committee report.
Heard the motion of Senator Hertz that the Committee of the Whole report be adopted. As many are in favor, signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 voted yes.
50 senators haven't voted aye and zero haven't voted no. The Committee of the Whole report has been adopted. Thank you, Senator Hertz. Order of business number 8, third reading of bills.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 3, introduced by Small, a bill for an act entitled Revised Motor Carrier Authority Within Reservation Boundaries.
Senate Bill 3, having been read three several times. Question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? All those in favor signify by voting yes. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes, zero have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye, and zero senators haven't voted no. Senate Bill 3 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 9, introduced by Temple, a bill for an act entitled Provide for Motorcycle Filtering.
Senate Bill 9, having been read three several times. Question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? All those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 35 have voted yes, 15 have voted no.
35 senators haven't voted aye, and 15 haven't voted no. Senate Bill 9 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 68, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Provide Homestead Exemption for a Revocable Trust.
Senate Bill 68, having been read three several times. Question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 members have voted yes, zero have voted no.
With 50 senators haven't voted aye and zero senators haven't voted no, Senate Bill 68 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 74, introduced by Solomon, a bill for an act entitled Revised County School Transportation Laws.
Senate Bill 74, having been read three several times, the question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 voted yes, zero have voted no.
With 50 senators haven't voted aye and zero senators haven't voted no, Senate Bill 74 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 79, introduced by Kerry, a bill for an act entitled Revised Laws Regarding Vehicle Salvage Certificates and Certificates.
Senate Bill 79, having been read three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 voted yes, zero have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye and zero haven't voted no. Senate Bill 79 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, Senate Bill 97, introduced by Fitzpatrick, a bill for an act entitled Remove Sunset Provision of Active Supervision Laws for Professional Boards.
Senate Bill 97, having been read three several times, question is, shall the bill pass the Senate? Those in favor signify by voting aye. Those opposed, no. Has every member voted? Does any member wish to change his vote? If not, the Secretary will record the vote.
Mr. President, 50 have voted yes, zero have voted no.
50 senators haven't voted aye, and zero haven't voted no. Senate Bill 97 has passed the Senate.
That is all, Mr. President.
Without objection, we'll go to our business number 12, announcements of committee meetings. Senator Regeer.
Mr. President, Senate Judiciary will meet tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, two bills, and then some executive action.
Senator Hoven.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Tax will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30. 8:30.
Senator Cuff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Joint Committee on Long-Range Planning tomorrow, 8:30, room 317B. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Gauthier.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Local government will meet on Wednesday, 3 p.m. We have two executive actions and one bill.
Senator Fitzpatrick.
Thank you, Mr. President. Business and Labor tomorrow at 9 o'clock, room 422.
Senator Ankeny.
Thank you, Mr. President. Section C, Natural Resource Subcommittee will not meet tomorrow.
Senator Wellborn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Natural Resources, let's meet at 2:45 for some executive action, and then we have one hearing today. Thank you.
Senator Kerry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate State Admin will meet in room 335 at 3 o'clock. We have three bills.
Senator Howard.
Yes, Mr. President, Senate Public Health will meet at 3 p.m. We have two bills.
Senator Solomon.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education this afternoon, 2:30, a bunch of executive action. And then appropriations, the Subcommittee on Education tomorrow morning at 8:30.
Senator Lang.
General Government Subcommittee, Section A, tomorrow meet 8 o'clock in room 350.
See no further announcements. Majority Leader Smith.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand adjourned until the hour of 1 o'clock p.m. on January 26th, the 17th legislative day.
You heard the motion as Majority Leader Smith. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The Senate will reconvene at 1 p.m. on January 26th.